Hey, good morning, 5 a.m. Mr. Scrum Show. Hope you're doing well. It's crazy Wednesday. Hope you get to see the jobs report we posted up last night. It looks like the jobs stabilized a little bit. They're not still going down, so that's a good thing. I'll be sharing that as part of the banners here on I'll do the U.S. ones. And I'll put some charts up on the various social media engines that pop up around lunchtime or so. Anyway, today I want to talk about part two. Yesterday we talked about part one of learning or continuous learning. Talked about personal continuous learning. Today I would like to talk about team learning and what I would call the excuse for weak onboarding. And when I go and help teams out and they're talking about it and they do their daily scrum, oh, I'm still learning so-and-so, or I see on the board learning activity. And I'm like, how long is this learning activity going on for? It has no structure, no basis, no nothing. To me, it's a sign of laziness and terrible onboarding for a team. So we're going to talk about that. How to structure team learning in such a way, or stuff going on or onboarding, to help people progress and not be this lackadaisical excuse of poor onboarding as a team. So we're going to talk about that a little bit today. And this is 5 a.m. Master Scrum Show. And where we talk about Scrum and Agile in a very practical and tactical way, so you can bring value to the customer without working crazy hours and have a little fun along the way. And today, like I said, I wanted to talk about learning. Yesterday was about personal learning, some ways of doing learning, what to do, how to apply it, how to make it more sticky. Today, I want to talk about, I don't know, weakness. when I see Scrum Masters allow teams to put, oh, I'm learning about a new piece of code, or I'm learning about a new system, and that's what I'm going to do. I'm going to learn about it. I'm like, how many sprints have you been doing this for? Right? And I see companies that will tell me their people are onboarding for 6 months. I'm like, what? Yeah, I have a people onboarding learning system for 6 months. Well, and I wonder who they hired to. I wonder what kind of onboarding system you have, and it's pretty cruddy. If I had my own company and it took someone 6 months to grasp or to provide value, I don't think I'd be doing that very long. I think you'd be out of business. So here's what let's talk about. So how do you do it? What do you see? I see teams that put a story, which is perfectly legit. I like the idea of a story in a sprint when you got somebody onboarding to learn about a process. But there has to be structure to it. There has to be a program to it. Where when somebody comes on board, here's what I recommend, okay? I recommend a story for onboarding. I recommend a couple subtasks in there for the onboarding process. So let's say I'm onboarding Greg. Greg's coming on board. He's going to be our new developer, new tester, new UI, whatever. Three things I recommend in this onboarding process. And the reason why I say there should be a story, because if it's not a story, it's lackadaisical and it's not uniform and it's not a clear progression to get to the point where they're contributing to the team and to the company. First one is, depending on what sisters you're doing, what do you call it? Now my brain just told, framework that you're using. So someone should teach framework. Typically, that's the Scrum Master, okay? Or somebody, if you're Capital One, you fired all your Scrum Masters, then someone who really understands the framework should teach the framework to the people. So a subtask for that onboarding would be framework or Agile and Scrum or Safe or Kanban or whatever it would be, or XP, how it works, kind of talk about it. Second one is, I think we talked about this before, should be the product. The product line, what it is, you can have a product owner or BA should take the time. And it's a great time for the product owner to meet the new people coming on board. Hint, 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 if you get it. To talk about the product, share the product, explore the product with the person that's coming on board. And then the third one, technical prowess. So whoever's the technical lead or lead person should go on there and share with them how the system works, where to get stuff, where it's stuff located, how to pull stuff, things like that. So that's just a pure learning story, okay? So in there, that's pure learning story. Let's say you do that in sprint one. Now, if you're long sprint, you should have like at least two stories. If it's a short sprint, that's good enough for now because they got to read a lot of stuff, get familiar, have them play around with the system a little bit and maybe do some pair programming. The second story for learning, I got a new system, or let's say I go outside, I'm going to learn about building containers, or I'm going to learn about building terraforming, or I'm going to learn about a new software technique or a new application that we want to go, or a new level of stuff that I haven't worked in the past, in the past on. Any one of these apply. The key of learning that, again, is stickiness and applying it. So you create a story and you say, okay, you're going to learn this stuff during the sprint, and that's going to be one of your major focuses. Fine. I mean, this could be for a new person or existing person exists. Works for both ways. We want you to research it. We want you to apply it. And we want you to report out and share with the team what your learnings were and present, right? Part of it is that presentation. So when you get a new system you haven't used, let's say you haven't applied to anything yet, do that. Now, I would add on there, if they were experienced and not newbies, right? And they were someone who's worked in the code before, I would say, oh, by the way, you're going to share this. We want you to take story XYZ, okay, and apply this to a subtask. Or we want you to create something with our existing activities that we can use. So I want you to apply what you're doing to the code to produce value, right? So if there's someone learning about something new, they produce value, it shows and demonstrate what they did. So people can see, did it work? Did it not work? Did it add value? Did it not add value? That's part of the team process. Now, one other part of this, let's say, here's another one. So that's part of the team. So new process. Let's say cross training, where you have more than one people and you have the organization where typically you have one person who's like the matriarch of whatever system you have on your team. And if they get sick, you're all screwed, right? So what do you do? Sorry about the cough there. So in this case, when you're learning something new, it's just not reading the book. I remember they used to hand us a book this thick when I was young, when I was in my 20s. Here, read this book. I'm like, what? This? Watch 50 million freaking videos. Oh my God, that was the worst thing. They still do it today. Today, it's so boring. Whole day watching videos. Okay, great. So what you do is you pair program, right? You should use pair programming. If you don't know about pair programming, maybe that would be something to learn about. We got new people coming on board. Who wants to volunteer? Wait, either way, you work it out where a person works with a senior person that knows how to do it. They get a task or a subtask to the story, or you pick a story and you cross train them on that person on the stories. This way, they have someone to oversee what they're doing. Maybe they do code reviews, maybe look at their unit tests, maybe they help them craft things or see, evaluate how they're doing, make sure they're writing code that anybody else can understand. And they make produce value. So there's a couple techniques there that I just mentioned for new people and for cross-training, people have been there a while, to spread out stuff that you purposefully create an environment where people learn. And at the end of that cross-training and stuff, that person should report out what they learned, how did it go, and maybe even the senior person report out to the team, how did the interaction go? Is there ways we could do this better? Because you know why? Another person, probably in another stovepipe type mentality or another application, will probably do the same thing. So it would be good for the other people to learn, how did the pair programming work? How did how we shaped the story work? Was it good or bad? And let's modify for the next person. And then you get through the cross-training. So, I mean, if you have, let's say you had, what's it, worst case, you had 10 people. So you have 10 people on your team. That's 10 sprints. So within 10 sprints, everyone should be cross-trained in what they do, right? Oh, we don't have time. Well, you really need to do it. That's all I got to say. 20 weeks, what's that, half, less than 6 months? Less than 6 months because you've been complaining for years, then now everyone's cross-trained. Now, if someone has to go on vacation or take off, it's not such a big deal. the whole world doesn't go crazy. The person who wants to take off doesn't have to stress out. So there's your team training in a nutshell. One, onboarding, get a proper onboarding where you have the framework, the product, and the technical aspects of the job part of the story. Part two, you come up with a story where they apply, or if they apply what they learn, maybe do some pair programming with the senior person and share that technique. Now, that pair programming could also apply to someone who's senior when you have an organization that has a lot of stovepipes in it and single points of failure, which is not part of your business continuity, by the way, for those managers. It's a bad business continuity plan when only one person can do something. Actually, it's against it personally. Actually, it is against it. And you probably should be written up for it. No, I'm not saying you should be written up for it, but you get the gist. And then the last one is, if you're learning something new, I want to learn a new technique. Fine. Let's put a story in it so you can focus on it and do it. But we don't want it stretching out 6 months. I'm serious. I've seen many, many years ago where people were still putting up their learning the system. Like, for how long are you learning the system? Not to say I can't, but I have learned new systems in a weekend because I focused on it and I did it. I sampled what I need to do. I had a focus point delivering some value and I did it, right? So learning something for months at a time? Nah, I don't think you need that personally. Maybe that's my opinion. Maybe I'm opinionated. Maybe I got an ego. But no, I don't think anybody, if you do it right and you focus it and you have an outcome and you layer it, by the way, we want to see a report and hold them accountable. That's the part about agile people don't, you know, I hear this all the time. The reason why you got crappy agile is you don't hold anybody accountable, right? You can't just sit there and take your time, give them a time, and then people talk about Scrum. You got a time box. 2 weeks is more than long enough to learn about a system. Sorry. And it really helps the learning process when you have a story or a goal or something that you want to contribute at the end, right? Not just book learning, not just reading it, but actually doing it. So those are the kind of facets of a team training that I'm telling you, if I was your agile coach and I come walking into your group, I just shake my head and go, what the hell are you doing? I'm serious in the back of my mind. Why are you letting these people say I'm training? By the way, I get a lot of personal opinion on this one. And this is the last comment. I got to bump off here. If your team is telling you they need to train on something for more than a month and they keep saying that, they are taking advantage of you on your technical knowledge of the software. Seriously, like, really? You don't get this? A decision has to be made. Either you got to get better at the technical side of it, or you need to let that person go, because it doesn't take months for people to understand. There's lots of nuances, but it doesn't take months for them not to start taking a story and contributing to what they're doing. And if they are, you need a pair programming right away. You need to change out. You need to say, okay, great. I'm new on board. You've been doing this for a month. Next sprint, we're putting a story in. You're going to report out on what you learned. You're going to tell us how you're going to apply it the next sprint and what you're going to apply it to. Or we're done training it, right? Or something, right? I know it's hard, but it's truth, man. This is why people get fired. This is why Scrum Masters get let go, because you let this stuff go on. And not to be a jerk about it, but you got to be serious about it. We got flow. We got to produce product. That's one of our goals. It's not to sit there and read from a book. This is not college, right? This is not college. This is producing revenue generating events for the company, for the team. Make the team look good. You don't need all the other team members to cover for someone who's been learning the process for like months at a time. So I might get off my soapbox on that. But that's about team learning. The team needs to focus on it. It's like, no, this is not good. And I know they're telling the Scrum Master, it really shouldn't take this long. I know they're saying that. And part of from a technical, I'm not supervisor. I will craft something, facilitate them to learn. But again, to the managers or the tech supervisors, that is your job to assess their thing. I'm going to set it up so they be successful. I'm going to give them all the resources. Set it up so they train with people. Set them up so they learn, having goals, what's good for training and learning. That's my job. Your job is to understand the tech assessment. But I will say, if you let that go on too long, like months at a time, which I have seen in big corporations where they're like, oh, it takes 6 months to onboard somebody into where they can really contribute. I'm like, what? 6 months? That means you're not focused. That means you're not central. You're not focused on it. They're an afterthought. That is the bad onboarding part, right? Let them float into the wind. Let them learn on their own. Let them understand. And they will gravitate to it or not. We have plenty of time. No, we don't. Developers cost a fortune. You don't have that. And from an entrepreneur standpoint, I don't know how you do it. So anyway, remember, there is a team learning part. There is structure to it. If you are still training somebody and they're still learning after like a month or so, your onboarding sucks. There, I said it. And that's your job as a Scrum Master, is to get people on board, get them productive. And don't tell me it's not, because it really is. Those are some of the expectations they don't tell you in school. But one of the expectations of the Scrum Master is for you to onboard people to help make them productive as soon as possible. Not yell at them, right? Don't tell them they're stupid. Don't do that. Say, but I'm going to facilitate your ability to do that. And I'm going to hold you accountable. We've all done presentations. I got fifth graders doing presentations. Okay. If I got fifth graders who are what, 11 doing presentations, I get someone in their 20s to do a presentation. I'm sorry. It's just possible. So with that, say, have a great day. Happy scrumming. And tomorrow's Thursday. What are we doing Thursday? Oh, I am going to post up, because I keep saying it and never do, the meetup from the last meetup. And we got Jennifer coming up next month in April on the third Wednesday of the month. That's posted up in the meetup.com. And then I'm working on a May thing that we're going to do in May. And I'm going to get some details and I'll post that up soon enough. And it's not going to be me talking all the time. So with that, y'all have a great day. Enjoy your day. Good luck on that onboarding process. Fix it sooner than later. Don't let it meander. And see you tomorrow. And if you can, tonight, you'll see a posting. All right. Bye. See ya.